Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Mem. We left off on Daf Lamed Tesem Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Tesem Beis. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. The Neshama should have an aliyah. What we're going to talk about today is first the Mishnah is going to give a couple of cases where a person is Shochet L'Avodah Zarah, and yet it's only Asr Ba'achila, but it's going to be Mutter Ba'hana'ah, meaning it's not going to be considered Ziv Chemesim, which in fact become Asr, but which would indicate also in Isra Na'ah, rather remains Mutter Ba'hana'ah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why. Why is it that if a person Shechts to a Har, for example, that it is mutter ba'anah? It seems that we have a counter indicator that Brisa tells us that it would be asr ba'anah. So we have to make some sort of chilik. When is shechting l'shem ahar something that's only going to asr ba'achila, and when is it going to asr ba'hana'ah? And then Rav Huna is going to say a chiddush, and the rest of the daf and much of tomorrow's daf is going to center around the chiddush of Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to tell us that when you shecht someone else's animal la'avodah zarah, it becomes Asr Bahana'ah. So the Gemara is going to challenge Rav Huna from a Braisa about shechting a Chatos for Avodah Zarah, because after all, Chatos doesn't belong to you, it's someone else's animal, because it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you shecht the Avodah Zarah, and yet we do find that different than what Rav Huna said, where Rav Huna said it's going to be Asr Bahana'ah. So the Gemara is going to have three answers to the challenge against Rav Huna from the Braisa about a Chatas, and then Rav Papa is going to explain which details Rav Huna said that left him vulnerable to attack from that Braisa about a Chatas, that there were two specific details that Rav Huna had in his formulation that left him vulnerable to be asked on about that Braisa of a Chatas. And then at the end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss those opinions who disagree with Rav Huna, meaning fundamentally what Rav Huna is telling us is that Adamos or Davar She'ino Shalom, that even though it's Behemas Chavera, you have the ability to Aser it. So we're going to have to see those opinions that hold, no, ain't Adamos or Davar She'ino Shalom. You can only Aser your own stuff. You can't make somebody else's stuff Aser. So let's begin at the Mishnah, Lamitas Amin Beis. Hashokhit L'Shem Harim. A person Shechts L'Shem a mountain, that he's serving, worshipping the mountain by Shechting L'Shem this mountain, or L'Shem Gevals, L'Shem Yamim, L'Shem Naharos, L'Shem Midbaros, any natural resource, whether it be a desert, a river, an ocean, whatever it might be, shchitas upsula. The shchita is going to be pasul, meaning the basar from that shchita is usher to eat. Shnayim ochsin b'sakin, if two people are holding onto a knife, v'shochtin and echad l'shem echad mikal elu, and they shech together, but one of them has in mind that it's l'shem harin, l'shem gvalos, l'shem yamin, l'shem naharos, l'shem whatever, or one of these things that we mentioned, v'echad l'shem davar kasher, and the other one is just doing a regular shechita. That's the way Rashi understands. The same davar kasher doesn't mean that he has to have anything in mind. It's shechita stam. He's just doing a regular shechita. So shechita so psula. The shechita is going to be pasul on account of the guy who's having in mind what he shouldn't be having in mind. Who's having in mind the shem harim, the shem gavos, etc. So the way Rashi learns is the Rashi writes shnayim ochsin zeberosh of zebekato, that one of them is holding the one end of the knife, the other one is holding the handle of the knife. So the Rashba points out, what he's telling you is that even in such a case, shechitas l'psula, but kol shkein, if there were two separate knives and each one is shechting with their own knife, the shechita is going to be pasul, because then the guy who's doing the bad shechita is doing it alone. He's working totally independently. So kal v'chomer that's going to have an impact on the kashrus of the meat. Now, Rashi had said that in the case of shnayim ochsin b'sakin, the second guy is just stam. One of them is doing it l'shem avodah zarah, the other guy is doing it stam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis Halacha Chav Aleph writes Vasheni lo haisa lo kavana klal, that he was having zero kavana. Vafilu niskavin l'shem davar amutra niskavin lo harezu psula, and even if he had kavana l'shem davar amutra, still it's going to be pasul. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that it's a greater chiddush that the shechita is pasul if he has kavana l'shem davar amutra, which is the opposite of the other other guy's kavana than to say that if he shechts without kavana at all. Because if he shechts without kavana at all, so it's obvious that you're maskim le kavanas chavero. Meaning it would seem that, okay, I'm just going along with what that guy, he's having kavana and I'm just doing it. So it sounds like I'm going along with his kavana. So in that case, it's obvious that the shechit is going to be possible. But even if I'm fighting his kavana, he's having the bad kind of kavana, I'm having the good kind of kavana, I'm trying to overcome his kavana, still it's going to be possible. Meaning if the guy doing the shechita or any of the guys doing the shechita have kavana l'shem, any of these things, shechita subsula. That is the chiddush of our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, yeah, but that's where the Mishnah stopped. It just said psula. Psula in zivchei mesim lo. Psula, it sounds like it's only asr ba'achila. The Mishnah did not say that it's zivchei mesim, which would indicate that it's an isr hana'a. Tekrovus avodah zarah has a status of zivchei mesim. The pasuk says in Tehillim, vayitzmedu lebal par, vayochlu zivchei mesim. And the Gemara in avodah zarah chavtes derives from that pasuk that it's asr ba'ana'a, kemes. So the zivchei mesim would indicate an isr hana'a, but the Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah is therefore against the following Braisa, because the Braisa says, Hashochi l'shum harim. If a person shechs l'shem a har, meaning he's trying to make that mountain into an avodah zarah, and he's shechting to the avodah zarah that is this mountain, or l'shem gavaos, l'shem naharos, l'shem edbaros, any natural thing, l'shem chama ulevana, l'shem kochavim umazalos, l'shem michoel saragadol, l'shem shilshul katan, or l'shem the angel Michael, or a tiny little worm. Rashi points out, we're just picking the two opposite extremes, that there is nothing bigger among the brios than Michael Sara Gadol, and there is nothing smaller among the brios than a Shilshul Katan. Sahare Elu, Zivche Mesim. All of these things, not Psula, Zivche Mesim, that it's Aser Bahana'a. So how come in our Mishnah we don't say it's Zivche Mesim, we just say that it's Aser Bahachila, and over here in the Braisa we say that it's Aser Bahana'a. So says Mar, not a stira. I'm Rabbi Lokasha. That the Mishnah that says that it's not Asr Ba'na, it's only Asr Ba'achila, is when you shech l'shem the mountain itself. The mountain itself cannot become an Avodah Zarah because the mountain is Mechubar L'Karka. So when you shech l'shem Nahar, that which you're shechting is not real Tikrovus Avodah Zarah, because the thing that you were shechting l'shem doesn't become Avodah Zarah. In order for the animal to be Tikrovus Avodah Zarah, that which you were worshipping has to take on the status of Avodah Zarah, but that which is Mechubar L'Karka can never take on the status of Avodah Zarah. Whereas the Braisa that says that Ataka becomes Asr Ba'na is not when you were shechting, trying to worship the mountain, but rather you were trying to worship the Malach that's Mamuna on the mountain, which is not Mechubar L'Karka, and therefore can become an Avodah Zarah. Memela, that which you shecht toward it, can become a Tekrovus Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Memhei, teaches us this Chiddush, that a Mechubar can never become of Avodah Zarah, derives it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Aveta Abdunas Kola Makomas Hasharavdu Shamagayim Hasharatam Yorshim Osam Eseloheim Allah Harim Haramim. All the places where they worshipped Avodah Zarah, you're supposed to destroy on the high mountaintops. So the Pasuk says, Eseloheim Al Haharim. There are Avodah Zarahs on the mountains. So it sounds like, Ve'ein Haharim Eloheim. But the mountains themselves do not become the Avodah Zarah. So if you shech l'shem a har, which is mechubar l'karka, it does not become asr ba'na, because the har itself cannot become an avodah zarah. So that which is a tekrovus to the har cannot become a tekrovus avodah zarah. So why is it asr ba'achila? Why do we say that it's possible? So it's asr ba'achila because that's a din d'rabbanan, that people will come to confuse it for tekrovus avodah zarah. It sure looks like it's tekrovus avodah zarah. You're having avodah zarah thoughts, and you're when you're shechting this. So because it's so similar to tekrovus avodah Zara, that's why it's going to be Asr Ba'achila. That's how Rashi explains. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis Halach Yudalid writes somewhat of a cryptic lashon, not abundantly clear that he's saying like Rashi. The Rambam writes, Hashochit l'shem harim, l'shem gvaos, l'shem yamim, l'shem naharos, l'shem edbaros, afal pishlo niskavin la'avdon, Elo l'refuah, he throws in a detail. He says, even though your intention is not really for avodah zarah, it's only for refuah, harei shechitas upsula. The shechita is going to be pasul, it's going to be also ba'achila. Aval, im shachat d'shem, mazal hayam, o mazal ahar, o l'kochavim, o l'mazal l'sukhayotziben. But if you're not shechting l'shem, that which is mechubar l'karka, you're shechting l'shem, the mazal, which is the malach that's memuna or whatever, harezu asur benok, you call to krovus avodah zarah, then it's an isra. So he learns that in the Gemara that Shochet L'Shem Har doesn't become Asur B'Hana'ah is only, sounds like he's saying, not just that it's Mechubar L'Karka and you're not really doing it L'Avodah Zarah, you're doing it L'Refuah, that your Kavanah is L'Refuah, and it's only an issue of Maris Ha'ayin that makes it Asur B'Achila, but there's no real Avodah Zarah happening over there. But it sounds, but when you Shecht for the Memunah Allah Harim, sounds like even if your kavanah is not l'shem avodah zarah, you're shechting for an angel, for Michal Saragadol, for whatever, and for the angels that are memuna al harim, even if your kavanah is l'refuah, it becomes asr b'hana'ah, which is meaning adding that refuah detail changes the whole picture. The way the simple reading of the Gemara, the way Rashi has it, is it's very simple. The whole thing is kavana level dezara. In both cases, it's kavana level dezara. The entire difference is that when it's something that's mechubar lekarka, it doesn't become an avodah zarah, and mimela, that which you're shechting, doesn't become tekrovos avodah zarah, only asur b'achila midrabanan. But when you're shechting l'shem, that which is not mechubar lekarka, it is an avodah zarah, and that which you're shechting is a tekrovos avodah zarah. But the Rambam says refuah, so it sounds like even when there's no kavana avodah zarah at all, it could still be asur b'hana'ah when you're shechting for that which is not mechubar, and when you're shechting that which is mechubar, it's asur b'achila, even though you're having in mind l'shem refuah. So the Beis Yosef writes that it's not so clear from the Rambam that if you shochet l'shem har and you have kavanah la'avdo, that it's going to be asr ba'anah. Meaning the Rambam implies that. He says, because it's l'refuah, even when you shech l'shem har, it's only asr ba'achila. It sounds like if you had a real, genuine avodah zarah thought, it's always going to be asr ba'anah. No, Beis Yosef says, not necessarily such a great diuk in the Rambam. It could be that the Rambam would hold that it does not become asur b'hana'ah. He's just mechadesh that even when you shech the refuah, it's still going to be asur b'achila. Meaning that's his whole point, that you might have thought when shechting the refuah, it doesn't even become asur b'achila. So that's why he mentions refuah, to tell me it's still asur b'achila. Meaning fundamentally, he agrees with Rashi, and he just adds one more detail, and that is that even when it's l'shem refuah, it's still enough of a maris ha'ayin that it's going to be asur b'achila, even as it's not going to become asur b'hana'ah. So anyway, the Gemara made this chiluk again on the pashut level, not like the Rambam. On the pashut level, the chiluk was simply between that which is mechubar lekarka. Everything's l'shem avodah zarah, but it's a question of that which is mechubar lekarka versus that which is not mechubar lekarka. When it's mechubar lekarka, it does not become asur b'hana'ah just by achila. That which you shech does not become asur b'hana'ah just by achila. And when it's not mechubar lekarka, it even becomes asur b'hana'ah. Deka nami, it's meduik this way in the Braisa. Dikatani, because the Braisa, when it talks about l'shem harim, it says dumi d'michol saragadol. One of the other examples that it's just on the list of harim and yamim and naharosa and michol saragadol, which is not mechubar lekarka. So you see that the Bryce is talking about those things that are not mechubar lekarka, and therefore harim didn't mean harim. It meant gadadahara. It meant the angel that's memuna on the har. So shema mina. So you see that in fact is correct. There is a fascinating tshuva in the Rav Pa'olim in Chelik Beis Yerdei Simlam Aleph, where he was asked about a certain community that had a minhag that whenever it didn't rain, they would take five or six cattle, they would bring them to Kivrei Tzadikim around the Beis HaKvaros, and they would shecht on one cattle on each matseva of a tzaddik, and then they would daven for rain, and they would say Yud Gimel Midos, and they would blow shofar, and then they would take the meat from all these animals and give it out to Aniyim. So they wanted to know if this is a good minhag or a bad minhag. Most of it sounds good, right? Giving things to Aniyim is good, davening is good, right? But shechting on Kivrei Tzadikim, what's that about? So is that okay or is that not okay? So the Rav Palam says there are four problems with this minhag. Problem number one is that our Gemara says, and we pass on Allah in Yerideas and Dalid, that if you shecht l'shem harim gvos l'shem cham l'vanu kochav mazalus yamim naharos, it doesn't have a din of tekrovos avodah zarah to be asur b'hana'ah, because those things are not nevad, but the shechita is pasul and it's asur b'achila. achila, even if you only have kavana l'refua. So the sefer Zevach Toda, he quotes that in explaining the Rambam that the silly things that the Nachrim say, that they say if you shech l'shem har ploni or midbar ploni, that you're going to have a refua from your illness, or that a barren woman is going to be able to give birth, or that her children won't die, or something like that. So all these things that whenever you're miyachid a makom to shecht, and you say that there's some sort of refua segula in shechting something in this place, you see clearly that is shechita psula. That's what's going to be asur midrabanan, that the meat is going to be asur midrabanan. That is problem number one. Problem number two, he says, that since you're having kavana to shecht al matzevos hatzadikim, it's like shechting l'shem michal saragadol, where the Gemara says that it has a din of zivchei mesim, where it's that it's like you're being oved the sarim themselves. And the Tzvor Shar writes that hu adin if you shecht l'shem kol davar shabiyolam, that's not mechubar and is not a bal chai. And even if you do it l'shem refua, it's included in zivchei mesim. So first problem was that it's l'chora puzzle. It's included in the divrei avayah, which would make it aser to eat. Second problem is it becomes zivchei mesim. It's probably even aser bana. Third problem, he says, it's probably avodah zara mamish. He keeps building up, right? Meaning, first that it's aser b'achila, that it's pasul. Then it's probably included in this isra'na. Then it's probably avodah zara mamish, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodas Chavim that even though a person knows that Hashem hu Elokim ve'eino zulaso, and he's but yet he's makriv to a malach or a sar or a kochav or a mazel, not because he's accepting them as a god, Rachman al Islan, but it's to be mechabedit, because it's the Eved of Hashem. That's Ovid Avodah Zara. If you do it b'derech avoda, you're not the way we worship is directly Takodesh Baruch Hu. Even if we believe that the intermediary is just that, it's only an intermediary, you don't bring karbanos to the intermediary, and that is a violation of Avodah Zara. And then he says, and it's also a fourth Isra of Dorish Alameisim, that and therefore he says you got to be mevatel this minhag if you want to give tzedakah when there's atziras geshamim, and you want to shecht the bakar and give it to aniyim. So well, great, go shecht it in the shecht place and then give it to aniyim. Davin, great, that's amazing. But what are you doing, schlepping the animals around the Beis HaKvaros and shechting by matzevus tzadikim? That is that probably doesn't come from our practices. It probably doesn't come from Jewish practices. Now the idea of using a malach as an intermediary is an old discussion in Judaism. This is something that is debated significantly. The Ramban has a drasha called Torah Hashem Tamima, where the Ramban writes v'avodah zarah shlishis me'em ovdim l'malachim, that one type of avodah zarah is being oved the malachim, heima nivdalim v'im sarim shalu umos k'mo shenam v'sar malchus paras v'sari malchus michol osheyach shusheyesh yicholas, to give them any independent attribute to them any independent power, ol yosem melitzim beinam v'inakel lo'ovdim osam v'kol echarovit shalom v'kol. We're not allowed to do any of this. And he says, "Venira shafilu lispalalem al derech ze asulanu." Even to be mispalal to a malach as an intermediary is asur for us to do. K'mo shenemar b'agadah, he quotes Yerushalmi and Brachos. Basr v'dam yesh lo ohev. In basr lo is tzara, eino nichlas l'besel pitom. El holich v'omir al pesach hatzeru shel pitrono v'kori la'avdo ola ben beso. You want to go meet an important person, you need to get through intermediaries sometimes. You need to get through his staff in order to be able to, you got to deal with the secretary before you get the important meeting with the basr v'dam. And the secretary will say, oh, ish ploni omir v'chutz. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein, the Rabban quotes Yerushalmi. El Amar Kosh Baruch Hu in Basel Lecha Eis Tzara Lo Titzvach Lo LeMichael VeLo LeGavriel VeYanu Lecha. Don't go davening to Michael and Gavriel. Daf Yomim Kriyas Michael and Gavriel. So don't go davening to Michael and Gavriel to answer you. Ella Eilai Tzvach VeNiyana Lach. Come to me, I'll answer you. So that's the based on that a lot of the achronim have trouble with piyutim such as machnisei rachamim that we say during slichos, that it's printed in the slichos. The one that most forcefully argued against Machnisei Rachamim was the Maral. The Maral in the Siva Solam says it runs afoul of this. This is the problem with Machnisei Rachamim. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Or HaChaim Sim Kuf Pei Vav, where he quotes the Maral and he says, Yisrael, the Jewish people are lifnim Malachi Hashareis. That it's like beneath our dignity that we're going to go to Malachi Hashareis. We're holier than the Malachi Hashareis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekabalas B'Sever Panim Yavos. We don't need the Malachi Hashareis as a melitz between us. So he says, L'chora, you shouldn't even say the pizmon of Malachi Rachamim and the slich of Yud Gimel Midos, that's Beloshon Chanina, to the Malachim. But he says that when it comes to the tefillah of and he says, those things I'll say B'tzibur, just because the whole Tzibur is saying it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Nimas B'tfilah Son Shal Tzibur. But he says, when it comes to the tefillah of Machnisei Rachamim, he says, I'll be Marich B'nefilah Sapayim. So the Shliach Tzibur will get up to Shomer Yisrael at the time when, if I skip Machnis Erachim, I'll be aligned with the Shliach Tzibur. Usually you don't have to be Maruch very much, just to keep up, you have to skip Machnis Erachim. So it's okay. So you could skip Machnis Erachim. But anyway, so that's what the Chassam Sofer writes. So says the Gemara now, the Chiddush of Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna, ha'isabemus chavei revuta lefnei avodus kochavim. If someone else's animal was lying down in front of an avodah zarah, kiven sheshachet basimen echad asara. When you shecht one simen of that animal, the shame avodah zarah, you asrup ana. It's now called tikrovus avodah zarah. Even though tikrovus avodah zarah does not become asur ba'ana to a hedyot, tikrovus avodah zarah, the halacha really is it becomes asur for gavoa. And even though it's behemaso shel chavero and ina the most adavar sheina shelo, typically you can't asur something that doesn't belong to you. But by doing a maisa, that's Rav Huna's chiddush, that it breaks all the rules. Normally, to do something to behemas chavero and to treat the krovus avodah zarah as mamish nisrana, it doesn't accomplish that. But when you do a maisa gadol like this, then it will asur b'ana. He didn't say maisa gadol. Shachat b'simen echad. It sounds like even a maisa katan. So savar la, it seems that Rav Huna holds. Ki hada amr ula amr Rabbi Yochanan. He holds like what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that afal pisha amru hamishtach velbemes chavero lo asara, that even though the chamsei mesach savodah zarah, that when one is mishtach vet to somebody else's behema, he does not asur the other person's behema, even to be brought as a karban, he doesn't asur it. It doesn't have a din of an evad. We say not the vasar davar sheinu shalo, but asa b'maisa. But if not, just say you're mishtach vet, you do something on the behema itself. You're menasech le behema yayin ben kraneha, right? So you do a maisa on it, then asara. Then you asar it, not only the gavoa, even the hedyot. Because by doing the maisa, you have the ability, it raises your ability to be destructive. It raises your ability to asar something to the extent that you can even asar that which is eno shalo. So just like Ula said, that behema schaveru, that you do avodah al yedei maisa on, you're going to asur it. So too Rav Huna is saying, when you're shochet behemas chavero, where you're doing it to krovus avodah zarah, it becomes nesar al yedei maisa. So Rav Huna is built on the chiddush of Ula, that Ula said doing a maisa on the behemah itself makes it asur ba'na, and therefore Rav Huna says when you shecht this behemah behemas chavero that's revutz lefnei avodah zarah, it's going to likewise become asur ba'na. Now Rav Huna Dafka picks the case of Ravutza. Why is it Dafka if it's lying down in front of the Avodah Zarah? So Rashi writes, because if the behemah were standing, in order to shecht it, you'd have to pick it up and lie it down on the ground. So just by picking it up, it becomes yours. And then it's you ruin Rav Huna's whole chiddush. The whole chiddush is that it's Eino Shalo. But if you do a Kinyan Hagbah on it, you have to pick it up in order to lie it down on the ground, in order to shecht it. So then it's you did a Kinyan, it's yours. And then you don't have Rav Huna's chiddush. So Tosus in Dibra Maskul Ravutza says, what is Rashi talking about? Hagbah doesn't really make it yours if you're stealing something, right? Meaning when you take something that belongs to somebody else without their consent, without their being makne it to you, your kinyan hagbah makes it yours with regard to your chi of an onsen. when we say that that they're kinyane geneva, kinyane geneva just means that if anything happens to it at this point, you're responsible to pay for it. But it's not actually yours. You don't become the rightful owner of it. So that can't be why it says revutza. The point is, Tosa says, the reason that Rav Huna gives an example of revutza, that it's lying down in front of the Avodah Zarah, is that it didn't even take such a maisa gadol. All you did is a shchit of siman echad, and that was enough to make it aser, even though it's ein shalom. Had we said that it was omeid, so I would say, yeah, there you're doing a significant maisa. You're picking it up, you're holding it down, and you're shechting. That would aser it. But maybe a minor maisa would not aser it. So that's the chiddush Tosos wants to say. The chiddush is that even though you're doing a minor maisa, that's enough to aser. Tosos also points out in Dibra Maschil Lefnei that when Rav Huna says the behemoth was Lefnei Avodah Zarah, it doesn't mean mamish Lefnei the Avodah Zarah. The only time you need it to be literally in front of the Avodah Zarah is when you're Menaseh Chiyayin. But when you're shechting L'shem Avodah Zarah, it doesn't need to be physically located in front of the Avodah Zarah. So the fact that we say that it was Revutza Lefnei the Avodah Zarah is Lav Dafka. It's just giving a common example of when would you be shechting behemoth Chaveru L'Avodah Zarah if you have the idea, because it's lying there in front of the Avodah Zarah anyway. But it doesn't have to be that way, la halacha. Okay, so that's Rav Huna's great chiddush. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Huna from a brisa. Say, Yisrael, Rav Nachman, the Rav Huna, we have a brisa that says the following. Hashochet chatos b'shabbos b'chutz l'avodz k'chavim. You take a carbon chatos, you shecht it on Shabbos, outside of the of the Azara, with intention for Avodah Zarah. So, Chayiv Shalosh Chatos. You Chayiv to bring three Kabbalos Chatos. One for being Mechal Shabbos by Shechting, a second by Shechting Kachim outside of the Azara, and a third by Shechting L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So, all of those things, had you done any of those things bemazed without Asra, you'd be Chayiv Kares, and any time you're Chayiv Kares for doing something bemazed, when you do B'Shogeg, you're Chayiv a Karbon Chatos. So, it's three Chatos. Now Rashi quotes that the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Ayin Gimel asks granted it becomes asur b'achila like tekrovas avodah zarah, why? Meaning considering that it becomes asur b'achila like tekrovas avodah zarah, shouldn't that take away the chiyuv for Shabbos? Meaning it's a Shabbos, the mekalkel b'Shabbos is pater. When you do a melecha Shabbos in a destructive way, where you're not doing anything beneficially, you're not doing anything that someone's going to gain from, so then it's pater. So this is mekalkel because by virtue of the fact that you're taking a perfectly good animal that could have been a perfectly good chatas, and you are now ruining it, right? Because it becomes asur b'anas, since you had in mind the shema avodah zarah, becomes asur b'achila at least, because you had in mind the shema avodah zarah, so that should make it mekalkel. So he says, no, the Gemara over there says it's also a tikkun because you're being motzi midei ever menachai, that it's not ever menachai. So what? Ever menachai is asur, this is asur. Why does that make it a tikkun that it's not ever menachai? So Rashi over there explains, yeah, it's a tikkun for Bnei Noach, because Eivir Menachai is also for Bnei Noach, but you're being matir this animal for them ba'achila al yidei this shchita, because tekrovas avodah zarah is not also for Bnei Noach. Avodah zarah itself may be also, but tekrovas avodah zarah is not also for Bnei Noach. So in that sense, you're performing a tikkun. But anyway, the brisa tells us that you take this karban chatos, you shecht it on Shabbos outside the azara. L'shem avodah zarah, three chataos. V'i amr kivin sheshachat basim enechad asara. But if you're going to say that even by behemoth chavero, once you do a maisa on it, you're going to answer it like Rav Huna wanted to say. So behemoth chatos is also not yours. It belongs to Hegdish. So once you shecht sim enechad, it should become asr ba'anaz to krovas avodah zarah. And once it becomes to krovas avodah zarah, it no longer belongs to Hegdish. So ashkutei chutz lo yichayev. It's no longer hegdish, so you shouldn't be chayiv for shchutei chutz on it anymore. Because mechatech ba'afarhu, when you're shechting it, the behemah already became asur, became avodah zarah. You're not shechting a behemah's kachim anymore. You're just stam cutting something. It's not a behemah's kachim. So that's the kasha on Rav Huna. That if you, Rav Huna, were really correct, that when you do a maisa on something that doesn't belong to you, you give it the status of an isser. You have the ability to asur davar sheinu shalom. Then how come this brisa says you chayiv for shchutei chutz on something that you did l'shem avodah called the Zara. Once you shechter, once you do a Maisa, a little bit of a Maisa on it, you've already turned it into Avodah Zarah before the Gemara Shechita, before it ever became Shechut Echutz. So answer number one, Amrav Papa, Hacha B'chatas Hof Haskinan, Dekul Ba'adei Adadi Kasi. No, it didn't happen in two stages. Meaning we were saying, our Rav Huna holds that once you do a little bit of a Maisa, so you shecht Simen Echad, then it becomes Avodah Zarah. And then when you subsequently shecht the second Simen, which would be the violation of Shechut Echutz, it's already Avodah Zarah, so it's already not Kachim. Says, no. We're talking about Chatas Ha'ov. Chatas Ha'ov only needs Shechita Simen Echad. So when you shecht Simen Echad, you are both doing the Shechut Echutz on the Kachim and making it Avodah Zarah. It all happens simultaneously. So if that's the case, Itaka becomes three Chataos. So they ask Gemara Michti, Rav Huna Kamana Mara L'Shmaite. But wait, who is Rav Huna following over here? Ke'ula. We already established that Rav Huna was following Ula, that if you're just Mishtachavel Behemoth Chavero, you don't aser it. But if you do some sort of Maisa on Behemoth Chavero, you do aser it. You're Manasi Chayin Ben Kraneho, you do some Maisa on it, you aser it. Well, what kind of Maisa does Ula require to aser it? V'ula Maisa Kolduhu Kamar. Ula holds, any tiny Maisa that you do is going to be enough to aser it. Because Rav Huna had said that Shechita Simen Echad is enough to aser. He's relying on Ula's Shita that doing any Maisa will be enough to aser it. So apparently you don't even really need Simen Echad. He was just giving an easy example of Simen Echad. But it doesn't need to be a Simen Shalem. So therefore, it could be even a Chatzi Simen that already aser it. So therefore, we go back to our Kasha now. That, wait a second, when did this become Tekrovus Avodah Zarah? It became Tekrovus Avodah Zarah when I shechted a Chatzi Simen, when I shechted just a teeny tiny drop. And when did it become Shechut Echutz? When I finish, even if it's a Chatas Ha'of, it only becomes Shechut Echutz when you shecht Rov Simen Echad, which is later on, that's afterwards. So we're back to our Kasha. How can you be Chayv Mishum Shechut Echutz? It was already Avodah Zarah before it ever became Shechut Echutz. So says Gemara Ella, answer number two, how are we going to reconcile the Braisa with Rav Huna, but Omer, the Gemara Zvicha, who Ovda, that you have to make an Ukimta, that Enochinami, if you do even a Maisa Koldahu, that would already be an Avodah Zarah. But you specifically say, I don't want this to be the Shema Avodah Zarah until the Gemara of the Shechita, and not prior to that. So the Behema only becomes also Machmas Avodah Zarah at the Gemara of the Shechita. So it only loses the Shem Kachim, it only loses the Shem of a Chatos of Kachim at the Gemara of the Shechita. Ah, so the Kachim B'chutz and the Avodah Zarah are happening simultaneously. So it says, okay, but once you're making that Ukimta, that he's attaching some sort of of mental condition over here, that it only becomes Avodah Zarah, I'm only having Kavana at the very end, Yachi Mayir Yechatas, then why did the Brice have to talk about a Chatas? L'shmin and Zevach, you could tell us about any type of Karban, not only a Chatas. So it must be that the reason we picked the case of Chatas is because you're having Kavanah at the beginning of the Shechita, and the reason it was talking about a Chatas is because the Bailim has no Chelik in the Chatas, it goes entirely to Kohanim, and it's only in such a case that a Maisa Kolshu doesn't work, because a person is Ein Adam Osa Dover Sheino Shalom. So it's only until the end of the Shechita, it doesn't become us until the end of the Shechita, and it's still Kachim and Yechayev and Shechut Echutz. But if the Braisa would have given an example of Zevach, which implies even a Karban Shlamim, which does belong to the Bailim, you would not be Chayv Mishum Shechut Echutz, because it became Asur with the Maisa Kolshu at the beginning of the Shechita, and it loses its Shem Hekdish. Meaning that's the logic of why we chose Chatas and not Shlamim, because Chatas is the only thing that a Maisa Kolshu will work. When it comes to Zevach, to a Shlamim, to anything else, you would need a much more significant Maisa. But once you're making an Ukimta that the whole thing is only where you're having in mind that it should only be Avodah Zarah at the very end. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna, who said that Behemoth Chavero is also Maisa Kolshu from the Braisa that says that Yechayiv for Shechut Echutz on Chatas, because Ein Adam Osa Dover Sheino Shalom with a Maisa Kolshu, it doesn't become Asur until the Gemara Hashchita. So the Gemara therefore backs out of this Teretz and says, no, we're talking about a Chatas Ha'ov, but Ela Amar Mazah, I'm sorry, backs out of this Teretz that we're talking about Chatas Ha'ov, Ta'ov, and rather says Ella Amar Marzutra Mishmei Derav Papa, that the Brisa is not talking about behema where you're saying that that your kavana is lavod zara only begemar shchita. We're going back to the answer that it's by chatos of for your chayiv for shchita simen echad b'chutz. We said by the chatos it becomes asur with the maisa kolshu at the very beginning of the shchita. So why are you chayiv on shchute chutz at the very beginning of the shchita already? It already became asur, and therefore by the end of the shchita it should no longer be shchute chutz. We have to make a different rukimta. We're talking about a case where when you came to do the shchita, the kana was already half cut prior to your shchita. You only need a maisa kolshu even to accomplish shchita. So by you doing that maisa kolshu, you are gomer the shchita. Then all of the chiyuvim come at the same time, because the chatzi kana was pogum before you shechted it. So with a maisa kolshu, when you shechted the shem of avodah zara, you're mesayim the shechita while it's still kachim, and therefore you're going to be chayiv in shchut echutz. Okay, so that was, again, Rav Huna's chiddush was that that if you shecht someone else's animal, la avodah zara becomes asabana. We challenge Rav Huna that, wait a second, we have this braisa that talks about shechting a chatas on Shabbos, where you chayiv shalosh chataos. So, but if shchita simen echad would asur it, then you shouldn't be chayiv for shchut echot. We had three different suggested answers to how that brisa is not against Rav Huna. So says the Gemara, Rav Papa just identifies two points that Rav Huna said that left him vulnerable to that attack from the Braisa. So Amar Rav Papa, ilav da Amar Rav Huna simin echad. Had Rav Huna not said that detail, that when you shecht simin echad on behemas chavero, it's going to aser it, then lo havi chatas tiyufte. Then we would never have asked the kasha from the Braisa about shechting a chatas on it would not have been a kasha on Ula, who said that when you do a maisa behemas it becomes asr, because we would have just said my maisa, maisa rabba. That when Ula says you do a maisa, it's going to asr it, he means a maisa rabba. It means a big maisa, significant maisa, not a tiny maisa. And therefore, we would not have been bothered why you're chayiv on shchut echutz when you shech this chatas on Shabbos bachutz, l'shem avod zara. Because until you finish the shchita, it would not have become asr mishum avod zara. So you shecht it, and you in fact did shecht kachim bachutz. It's only because Rav Huna said that word simin echad, so he's showing that Ula meant that even a maisa kol shehu is enough, that you don't need a significant maisa. That's why we were asking on Rav Huna, wait, if you don't need a significant maisa, the avodah zara happens before the shchut echutz happens, so it shouldn't be the subject of shchut echutz anymore. That was one point that Rav Huna said that left him vulnerable. Va'amar Rav Papa, ilav da'amar Rav Huna, a second point that he said that left him vulnerable, had he not said behemas chaveiro lo avachatas tiyufte, had he not mentioned that it's somebody else's animal, then we would not have been bothered. We wouldn't have bothered him with this brisa about the chatas. My taima, why would it have not been a problem? Because I would have said, Didei matzi asar. Rav Huna holds you can asar your own animal with a maisa kol shuhu. But the chavre lo matzi asar, you can't asar somebody else's animal with a maisa kol shuhu. Maybe when it comes to somebody else's animal, like a karban chatas, you need a much more significant maisa to give it the shem of avodah zara. So the brisa was talking about a chatas that belongs to the kohanim, doesn't belong to you. And that's why you need a maisa rabba. It only becomes asar at the end of the shkita. And at that very same time, you're chayiv mishum shchut. And that's why the Brisa didn't talk about a carbon shlamim, which does belong to you, which would have become asr at the very beginning of the shechita. But once Rav Huna said behemas chavero, so now Rav Huna is saying that you only need a maisa kol shu to asr even somebody else's behema. So that's why it left him vulnerable to this challenge from the Brisa. So asking Rav Pshita, it's pashut that if you would not be able to asr other people's stuff, then we would not have had a kasha from a Brisa. b'raisa, because the chatas is ena shalol. Chatas obviously belongs to kohanim, and until the end of the shechita, it's still kachim. So why does Rav Papa have to tell me? I mean, this second chiddush of Rav Papa doesn't seem to be like much of a chiddush. I mean, Rav Papa say, oh, the only reason we associated the b'raisa of chatas with Rav Huna is because Rav Huna spoke about someone else's animal, and chatas belongs to someone else also, and that's why it was a steer. Obviously, yeah. That was the whole pshat of the Gemara, is that Rav Huna spoke about behemas chavero. So we say chatas is also behemas chavero, belongs to the kohanim. So says Gemara, no. Mal detei makivin dekarile lekapara kedidei damya. I would have thought that a chatas is considered to be yours. That since you bought it for kapara, to achieve kapara for your own averos, it's considered the shalom, and therefore a maisa kolshu would be enough to aser it, and that's why you shouldn't be chayv on shchut echutz, because it already lost the shame kachim when you did the maisa kolshu on it. So kamash malon, that's what Rav Papa is telling me, not so. That even though it's meant to achieve kapara on your behalf, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the kohanim. And if you don't have the ability to aser behemas chavero, it never would have been a kasha on Rav Huna from this brisa, because the chatas is ena shalot, the chatas is not yours. So the Gemara just identifies that even though we said Rav Huna holds a person can aser that which does not belong to them, Rav Nachum, Rav Ramam, Rav Yitzhak Amri, ena the most of davar she'ena shalot. You cannot aser something that does not belong to you. They all disagree with Rav Huna, and Rav Hashem will get into their opinion tomorrow. So everyone have a wonderful day.